Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Venkis Limited Q4 FY24 earnings conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participants' lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded, and I've handed the conference over to Mr. Probal Sen. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much, Neha. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for making the time to attend this post-Q4 FY24 results call of Venkis. With us, just one bit of information: Mr. N.K. Roshniwal will not be available for the con call today. However, we do have other members of the senior management team with us for a briefing on the company and its outlook. We have Dr. Vijay Tijare from the poultry segment, Dr. T.G. Pedgaonkar from the poultry segment, Mr. Deepak Khosla from the AHP segment, Mr. J.K. Handa, who's the CFO, and Mr. Rohan Bhagwat, who's the company secretary with us. So without further ado, I will hand it over to the management for their opening remarks, post which we can have a Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Probal Sen. A very good afternoon, and thank you all for joining us today for the conference call of Venkis India Limited. The company has published financial results for the quarter and year ended 31st March 2024, along with information for investors on 10th May. I hope you all have gone through the same. Today, we have with us the unit heads to answer all your queries in respect of their respective segments and area of operations. Due to some unforeseen circumstances, Mr. Roshniwal, General Manager for Oilseeds segment, could not join us for this call. Before we start discussing the company's performance, I would like to mention that some of the statements made in today's discussion may be forward-looking in nature and may involve risks and uncertainties. After the end of this call, in case you have any further questions, please feel free to reach out to the investor relations team. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Jeevan Handa, our CFO, to make the opening comments. Over to you, Mr. Handa.
Good afternoon and a very warm welcome. I am Jeevan Handa, CFO. Once again, I am pleased to interact with all of you on the Venkis earnings call. I hope you have gone through the quarterly results and also the information to investors. We are always trying to give as much information as possible to our investors, and I hope you are satisfied with our approach. As you all have seen from the published results, the overall financial performance of Venkis for the quarter ended 31st March 2024 has been better as compared to the previous quarters. After witnessing a subdued performance in terms of realization up to December 2023, the poultry and poultry product segment performance improved in the fourth quarter due to improved realization from the sale of day-old chicks and grown-up broilers. Profit margins of this segment have also improved due to lower cost of maize and soya as compared to last year. The animal health product segment has registered satisfactory performance. Performance of oilseed segment was affected mainly due to unfavorable market conditions. In spite of subdued realization of poultry products, the company has registered a better performance for the year ended March 2024 as compared to previous year. Coming to the current quarter, we are witnessing better realization of poultry products, and we are hoping that the trend continues in for the remaining period. With this briefing, we now would like to answer your questions. You may please go ahead with the questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touch-tone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Dhaval Dama from DVD Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Sir, my first question is regarding the yield. In the sense, in summer season, we generally see the wastage of grown-up broilers going up to 9%-10%. Yeah, how is the trend because of extreme heat? How is the trend this season, and how is it affecting our prices?
Yeah, good afternoon. This question is related to the seasonal variation in overall body weight of grown-up broiler. And in particular, it's and traditionally we are seeing that particularly first quarter, April, May, and June, usually heat is at peak. And year-on-year, we are seeing that there is overall increment in temperature, and because of which the body weight and overall wastage in terms of mortality also is going up. So if you calculate winter versus summer, I mean, the overall wastage goes to double. So in terms of quantity, if I want to quantify, the mortality is usually 5%-6% in the winter season. During summer season, that mortality touches to 10%-11%. At the same time, body weight, which usually in winter is close to 2.4-2.5 kg, bird usually struggle to achieve that body weight, and body weight comes down to around 2.1-2.2 kg. So in terms of productivity or body weight, there is a decrease of 10% body weight, and in terms of mortality, mortality goes to 4%-5%. So put together, close to 12%-15% less yield is achieved during the period of summer. So the prices also are being compensated because of less availability of overall material in the market. I hope I have answered your question.
Yes, yes. And sir, so compared to, just to give an example, if you can say compared to first quarter, if let's say our realization were, let's say, 105-110 rupees, I don't know the exact number, if you can also give that exact number, what will be the current trend in this quarter?
Usually, if you see the overall year-on-year and month-on-month, this particular April month has gone and average realization has closed to 108-116 all over India. Same is the trend expected for the month of May also. And it is likely to continue till the monsoon is set and till the heat is, I mean, the currently the temperature is on higher side. So we are expecting this overall, I mean, this is the expectation for first quarter.
Okay. And sir, on our raw material, sir, you said that we have achieved better gross margins because of lower prices of maize and soya. Has there been any trend change, or they are roughly at the same price?
Just to give you an example, for FY23, the average maize price was close to 24 rupees, and soya price was close to 53 rupees. For FY24, this maize price was reduced to 22.50 rupees, and soya price was close to 47.50 rupees. So there was a reduction in overall maize as well as soya price. For the month of April, the maize price was 23.50 rupees, and soya price was 45 rupees. So there is a relief in terms of maize price and soya price compared to last year's overall average price.
Sure, sir. And sir, last question is on the oilseed segment. I know Mr. Toshniwal is not there on the call, but sir, this segment has not made us money for some quarters now, not one or two. Sir, what is your overall expectation for the year? Will we be able to achieve our numbers that we used to achieve before that, like at least 3-4% margin, or that looks tough?
Yes. As far as the segment, oilseed segment is concerned, since the poultry and poultry allied business segment was bad up till December, and likewise unfavorable conditions has also affected the soya oilseed segment also. There was a reduction in the overall total sales of soya during the year in comparison to the last year. And similarly, the rate realization was also low by 4,000 rupees per ton during 23-24 versus 22-23. So this has resulted into the overall low turnover as well as the bottom line also. But in the coming period, April, May, June is also seems to be on the lower side because the consumption will be on the lower side. But as the temperature will be better towards the winter side, the consumption will increase. So automatically the consumption sale of soya meal shall also be improved, and next quarter onwards things will start moving positively in the oilseed segment.
And sir, what will be the capex for us this year?
all our major projects has already completed, like AHP project was there. As such, there is no major capitalization during 24-25. Only the existing capital of all the units will be there. That is, that's not much. Maybe to the extent of 40 to 50 crore in all put together of all the existing units of poultry, AHP, oil segment and all. But there is no any major project in hand.
Right, sir. And then one last request as a shareholder, if you can just convey to the board as well and Ms. Anuradha as well. Sir, our stock price has been on the lower side for 5 years and our company continues to build capacities and do well. If the board can consider a buyback, that will be very, very helpful.
Okay, we'll take up that suggestion.
Okay, hello. Thank you. We'll take up the suggestion. Thank you.
Hello?
Yes, thank you, sir, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical Investment. Please go ahead.
Sir, if we see our revenues, they have declined for the full year. Sir, but if we look at our receivables, they continue to be on an upward trend. Sir, and last AGM and last call also, you had reassured your investors that receivables, especially from the promoter group, were expected to come down significantly, but I don't think that has happened. Sir, so what is the reason for the same?
As far as the receivable part is concerned, since until December, the poultry and poultry segment all around the country was not good and on the lower side, the receivable was also not in that speed what we expected and all. But it's likely to be improved drastically because the indicators are shown in the month of April also because of these. Poultry as such is improving. Industry as such is improving throughout the country. So hopefully in the first quarter ending as well as the subsequent quarter, this area of receivable will also be improved to the greater extent.
Okay, sir. And sir, secondly, sir, last year I understand we had done some capex in our animal health product division. Sir, but if we see other Q4 numbers, sir, we did almost the same revenue. There's a marginal increase of 1 crore and the fee is also flat. Sir, so has it not come on stream, the additional capacity that we had, brought?
Yeah, actually what happened, the animal health product division expansion was taken last financial year. Actually, all the completion and regulatory clearance has come in the January and February of this financial year. We are expecting that now the production has already started. We have already completed the trial batch and first batch is likely to be on. So definitely this additional capacity which is built will help us in this financial year. I think I have answered your question.
Sure, sir. Sir, so like we are doing a quarterly run rate of roughly 75 crore per quarter in animal health product division. Sir, so going forward with those additional capacities from first quarter of this year onwards, sir, will we be able to reach like something like 100 crore top line per quarter in this division?
What we are expecting this year, we close something like 310 crore. And this is what the capacity expansion of the new unit is there, which is because of the two major objectives. Number one, the regulatory compliance with the new drug authority guidelines. So our old units and new unit is very compliance with the new guidelines. That's number one. And we are looking forward for an overall improvement in the volumes of animal health division from 310 crore to plus 20% for this financial year. Yes. Thank you.
Great, sir. Sir, and what is the expected volume growth in our poultry division as well as oilseed division for FY25, roughly?
Okay, when the poultry? Yeah. As far as poultry is concerned, if you see the trend, whatever April has recorded, it shows that the prices should be good Considering the prices and value-wise, we are expecting at least there will be a positive or adding of the number compared to last financial year. But we have to wait for another two or three quarters how it takes place. But there definitely will be a growth as far as poultry is concerned.
Sir, now if we see our poultry division, sir, when do you foresee our oilseed business, which did a revenue of almost 2,600 crore in FY22, which has now declined to roughly 1,800 crore? Sir, so in FY25, sir, will the oilseed division be able to reach 2,600 crore kind of revenue?
Okay. As far as this segment performance is concerned, the first quarter is not that much lucrative since the consumption will be on the lower side. Poultry, being the temperature through and through, is not in a favorable condition. But in the subsequent quarter, hopefully, there will be improvement. But the exact number may not be, I mean, really told at this juncture. But surely, it will be improved.
Sure, sir. And sir, roughly, if we talk about FY25, sir, what kind of margins should we expect in oilseed division, which has come down to all-time low of 1%, which used to be roughly 4-5% on an average? Sir, so for FY25, from where can we reach from 1% that we did last year, in your best judgment?
No, see, the percentage number is maybe replied subsequently. But this number, what you are saying, 4-5%, it was also not there in the 2022-23 also. That was not there. It was 2.5 only. And this year, it is 1.23. So 4-5% is when the market is so much bullish or uptrend is like 125,000 rupees per ton of soya. And now it is reeling between 745,000 rupees per ton. So that was an extraordinary percentage in the top line and bottom line, which may not be achievable since the crop is very good in terms of soya and all.
Sir, so basically, soya prices have to go up for these divisions' margins to go up. Is that understanding correct?
No, this is not correct.
So then what will need what needs to happen for the margins of this division to go up?
See, this all depends on the poultry segment, which is a major consumption center. If those things are improved, automatically, this will also be improved. But the margins which you are talking about, that was an extraordinary margin in the 2 years back or 3 years back when there was a shortage or export component was there. But on those fronts, it is not like that. So it will be a normal kind of things in this business. So as the poultry consumption will grow, automatically, this segment will also improve in terms of the top line and the bottom line.
Okay, sir. And sir, what about the poultry segment? Sir, our margin improved last year from 0% to 3%. Sir, so for FY25, in your best judgment, what kind of margin can we expect in poultry and poultry product division?
As I answered in earlier questions, sir, the prices of maize and prices of soya were quite comfortable for FY24 as compared to FY23. And the initial trend also are showing that the prices of maize and soya are likely to be stabilized. Of course, it depends on the monsoon. But considering if monsoon goes well and there will be a good sowing, the initial number, whatever is coming, it is showing that there is additional sowing of almost 7% in terms of maize. And so also, overall, worldwide, the crop sowing, soya crop sowing also is good. Expecting this trend, we are expecting that the prices of maize and soya will be more or less similar to FY24. If that happens, then we can expect a good margin in terms of poultry.
Sir, so can we expect something like 8% kind of margin in poultry in FY25? Is that a realistic expectation?
I'm not sure about percentage because financial year 24 also has recorded close to 3% in terms of turnover, overall profitability. So I'm not sure about percentage, but definitely, there will be a relief in terms of ingredient prices. And whenever there is a relief on ingredient prices front, the profitability in terms of poultry and poultry segment is very good. That is a past history.
Sir, and if you could tell us the average realization for broiler layer as well as day-old chick for FY 2023, FY 2024, fourth quarter of FY 2024, and the first quarter of FY 2025.
For broiler chicks, the realization in 2023-2024 was 30.38 rupees, against corresponding broiler chicks realization was 27.57 rupees. In terms of layer chicks, layer commercial chicks, the realization in 2023-2024 is 38.51 rupees, against corresponding 2022-2023 is 36.38 rupees. In terms of broiler bird, the realization has gone down in 2023-2024. It is 84.16 rupees per kg, which was in 2022-2023, it was 89.36 rupees.
Sir, what about the fourth quarter and first quarter of FY 2025? Sir, I just want to understand the trend.
The trend in broiler chicks, layer chicks, and bird prices in the first quarter seems to be better than the last quarter of 2023-2024.
Sir, so this is after adjusting for the higher mortality and the weight loss that you were alluding to due to the summer?
Yeah, this is a realization. Yes.
Okay. Sir, so basically after adjusting for the higher mortality and weight loss, still realizations, even after adjusting for that, basically the profitability is higher quarter-on-quarter?
Yes.
Okay, sir. And, sir, also, sir, now that government is shifting maize to ethanol production, sir, so, and the poultry industry is also making representations to the government for letting us import GM corn. And, sir, so is there any progress on that front? And if not, sir, then what will happen, sir? Because the thing is that the maize production is not increasing at the same extent as the poultry industry. Sir, and top of that, so much of maize-based ethanol capacity is coming up. Sir, so going forward, since the maize sowing in India is not keeping pace, the acreage is not keeping pace, the yields are not keeping pace, so then what is the way out for us?
As of now, as per the policy, whatever has been directed, it shows that some of the maize is expected to divert towards ethanol. However, if we go on a price-wise basis, I mean, the present maize price, which right now is being recorded, is close to 23-24 rupees. We are also clueless that at this price, diverting this maize to ethanol and then having the ethanol production at that particular cost of production, it seems to be unlikely. That is a question mark in front of us also. But as of now, as long as the prices of maize are close to 23-24 rupees, it is unlikely to get diverted maize from from the system to ethanol. It is only and only when the maize prices goes below 21 rupees, then only it will be feasible for ethanol people to procure maize. Because government has said that at MSP, they will be definitely giving. MSP and actual market realization, there is a great variance. As against MSP, almost 20% higher market is purchasing, and poultry is comfortable purchasing at 20% higher than MSP. Because whatever the price we are recording from last complete financial year, that was close to 23 rupees, which is much higher than MSP. So this is something which is a very hypothetical thing, and as of now, no maize is diverted towards ethanol. This is as per the policy and as per the guideline, whatever government has given, because it is unlikely that maize will come to MSP. Because right now, poultry demand is very high, poultry demand is very good. So considering everything, we are expecting maize price to be constant at 23-24 rupees. So we also would like to see at 23-24 rupees, ethanol will be feasible to purchase maize at this price and produce ethanol. So this is something, a completely hypothetical thing, and we have to wait for how the equation happens for the future.
Sir, any new development as far as the chicken imports, broiler import from United States is concerned, the WTO dispute or some matter was going on. So is there any new development on that front?
There is no development on that front. Whatever it is settled on the prices or the import duty on the turkeys, where the turkey prices for import of turkey from USA to India, the prices import duty was reduced. However, the import duty for chicken still continues. And presently, the preference of Indians toward the purchase of a chicken is on a smaller side of the birds. So, in our opinion, there is no import which is happening for the whole chicken from USA, because the import duty is same. Only the turkey import duties were reduced down.
Sir, just one last suggestion from
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I request you to come back for a follow-up question.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thank
you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Gada, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
My first question is, what are the revenues from related party transactions and non-related party transactions for FY24 as a percentage? And going forward, what does the management aim to do to increase the percentage of non-related party transactions as per revenue? And if it is satisfied for the with the current mix also? Hello?
Yeah, we got your question. Just a moment. The 42% is a revenue from the group companies and 58% is the revenue from the outside business.
Going forward, is it going to be the same, or are you going to likely to increase non-related party business?
It is going to be same. Rather, outside will be better as the poultry will be having a better realization and all. This equation will change and will be better in terms of outside business.
Okay. Traditionally, out of the three sub-segments of the poultry, that is a one-day-old chick, grown-up broilers, and the processed chicken, which has higher margins? And if the management could provide the revenue for all the three sub-segments for the year?
Yes. Okay. As far as the margin-wise, the broiler chicks and layer chicks and broiler birds are having a better margins in general than the processed chicken.
Okay. And revenue breakup is possible?
Revenue breakup within this poultry and poultry is a combined revenue breakup. The poultry and poultry, which includes this processing also. It's not having the separate, but we can provide it later. But at the moment, it is combined poultry and poultry allied products.
Okay. In the same, like going forward, like in this current year, in the three sub-segments, which has grown the most? And if you could just give out that number as possible, in percentage terms, if possible.
Sorry, we didn't get your question.
In the three sub-segments, the one-day-old chick, the grown-up boilers, and the processed chicken, which sub-segment has grown the most for the company?
Okay. Yes. The grown-up broiler segment has improved the revenue if we compare with broiler chicks and layer chicks in general, even in the last quarter also, as well as in the coming quarters also.
Okay. I have another question in regards to processed chicken. This is basically a ready-to-eat and a QSR business, right?
Yes.
So in this, the company has franchised outlets at Venki Express. In the last phone call, which I've read, the company intended to expand this franchisee business. Could you just give me the number of new stores added in this business for the year?
So presently we have about company-owned outlets are 13, and we have 52 outlets which are for chicken experience, that is the franchisee outlets.
Okay, so there is a increase in company-owned outlet by 1 and in franchisee by 14. If I compare it with the last phone call of Q2, where there were 38 franchisee outlets.
Yeah, in franchisee outlets, yes.
Going forward, do you think is there any marketing expenditure that we are incurring to increase the sales in this business? Or
yes, we have planned certain marketing expenses on the processed food division as well as the franchisee owned outlets and all that. In terms of development of some new recipes and new products to be catered, and also on some marketing budget. So we expect good growth in this segment in the coming future.
Is the business in black or is it in red? The 26 plus franchise business.
Sorry, we still didn't get your question.
I'm asking if the business is profitable or not at the currently.
Yeah, so this since Dr. Tizari already told that this business falls under our QSR segment, but presently we don't have a separate number. We'll get back to you on this.
Okay, because in the annual report also there is no mention of this business anywhere. So I was just asking.
The annual report it will come. The processed chicken food. What is the segment turnover? So we don't give that separate breakup, but we'll get back to you on this details.
Okay. In the there was a previous speaker talking about the new HP plant revenue target. So if you are considering like plus 20% revenue targets for FY25 for HP, is it kind of that understanding that the capacity utilization for the new plant will be around 20% or 10%, because the new plant has twice X the capacity of the total capacity of the previous plant? Yeah.
For this new plant, it is a very futuristic product line it will be handling, which we are looking forward for the down the line 3 to 5 years. That's point number one. Secondly, this will definitely help us for certain markets in the certain market, which is for therapeutic, it is a very specialized product line. This will help us. So this new product line will and new project will help us for as well as for the overall top line improvement up to some extent, and definitely into the bottom line also. Yes.
So, just one follow-up on the same. Do we cross-sell these products to the poultry farmers that we sell grown-up and devices to?
Yes. This is used extensively for all the species, for the breeder as well as the layer as well as the broiler, grown-up or the devil chicks. Yes,
so
it is used.
Please continue.
Read
the question properly. My question was, do we cross-sell these products, the HP products, to the clients whom we sell our poultry products to?
Yes, definitely. There are many products. These products are basically for the treatment of their health. Sometimes these are nutritional supplements. And then there is definitely a new product line which is alternate solutions like phytogenic solutions. These are all the new innovative product line which is presently being used for the poultry production.
On the receivables front, like the previous speaker said that he has grown, receivables are around grown by 10%, while our revenue is down by 12 to 30%. Is there some stress from the customers, maybe the related party or non-related party? So if you could give more some updates on that.
See, the in-house group associate sale is to the extent of 42% out of 100, which is 100% in spite of having low in the poultry and other business segment throughout the year. So the credit period is little more due to the, overall down in the business, poultry as such as a whole. But since the poultry has improved from the 10th April onward throughout the country, rather from 1st April, so the first quarter itself would be a great, recovery on account of the receivable from the even group also. Not only the customer, even the group also. So we expect better numbers in regard to the receivable recoveries.
Okay. On the balance sheet front, there's a question.
Sorry to interrupt you, sir. I request you to come back for follow-up questions. Thank you. The next question is from the line of Neera Seksaria from Living Root Analytics. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So could you repeat the prices, the input prices of maize and soya for me once again, comparing to FY23 and FY24?
Sure. As far as the average price of maize is concerned for FY23, it was 23.90 rupees per kg. Soya price was 52.80 rupees per kg for FY23. For FY24, the same was 22.80 rupees for maize price and 47.60 rupees was for soya price. What I am talking is the soya meal price, which is being used for
processing in feed, poultry feed. So there was a reduction in maize price also and to greater extent in soya price also.
And so what are the current prices that we are facing?
April we have closed at 23 rupees 50 paisa for maize and 44 rupees 60 paisa for soya. For May the figures are expected and the ongoing prices are more or less the same.
Okay. And so do we expect the similar volatility, the prices for maize being range bound between 23 and 24?
Maize price? So you are asking whether the maize price will remain in the same levels?
Yeah.
Yeah, that is what is expected considering the overall crop sowing. However, monsoon can have a greater impact either on positive side or negative side, but considering overall situation, we expect that the maize price and soya price looks to be on a similar line what it was in FY22 as of now.
Okay, sir. And sir, just adding on to the previous participant's question, could you also tell us the capacity utilization in the animal segment, animal health segment?
Yes, okay. This new plant actually, initially they will be utilizing around 35% to 40% of the capacity. And the old plant is almost running at the 75% to 80% of the capacity. Yes. And in the subsequent years, it will definitely improve further.
Okay. And so, how many years would it be before we need additional capacity for animal health?
Actually, this is we are keeping with the future mindset. It may be having 4 to 5 years with the full capacity will be utilized.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Madhu Rati from Counter Cyclical Investments. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I just wanted to understand on a cash flow statement, you've taken a 12 crore loss on biological assets. So is there an inventory loss, or if you would help me understand?
Sorry, Mr. Madhur, we could not understand your question. Your voice was...
Sir, on a cash flow statement, you have taken a 12 crore loss for the changes in biological assets. So is this an inventory loss or is it something else?
The biological... it was the biological notional loss was there. And it was not the actual loss, but it was a notional loss. Because at the time of closing of the financials, you will have to have a cost basis or NRV basis. So it is a notional loss which is not there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Aniket Gada, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. My question is related to the balance sheet. There's a big jump in the balance sheet under non-current assets category under the other financial assets. It has grown from 17 crores in FY23 to 110 crores in FY24. What is it exactly?
Okay, we'll just hold on a moment. We'll provide the details. It is a bank deposit to the extent of 96.07 crore.
Okay, it is a bank deposit.
Bank deposit, yes.
Okay, a final suggestion from a shareholder. Could we have this con call after every quarter because we don't have this con call frequently? So, as a shareholder, I just suggest if the management could possibly arrange con calls after every quarter for the shareholders to get insights on the business.
Sure, Mr. Sir, we'll take up your suggestion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Hardik Solanki for closing comments.
Yeah, thank you everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I thank everyone for joining this call. Now I hand over call to management if there are any closing comments. Over to you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you all for participating in this call. In case any queries have remained unanswered, please feel free to send us an email and we will respond accordingly. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Thanks.
On behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.